friends. And, I'm getting out of hanging out with my in-laws, so I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, use this as an excuse to not hang with the in-laws. Perfect.
Yeah.
So if anybody else needs an excuse to not hang with your in-laws,
yeah,
shoot us a PM.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Real Till Podcast. I am JC, as usual, every week, and I'm joined again by my dude Chromatose. What's happening, guy?
What's up, my man? Thank you for having me back, man. I know you're every week, and thanks for letting me have Laxman's spot.
I know
the fans are happy about that. Don't have to listen to him. So that's just absolutely awesome. This podcast should be an hour shorter without having him here. So, we are joined today with a new guest here. We've been trying to get him around for a while. Bad things happen, we have, Mr. Shockmeester. I believe I pronounced that right. If not, well, that sucks, man. I did my best. What's up, my dude?
Hey, man, you just call me Shock. That's good. Everything's great.
So just a disclosure, Shock's running on his phone. So if you hear a little bit of an echo or anything, that's him. You can just go ahead and blame. Yeah, just to blame him on that. So
or let's blame Laxman.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Laxman's fault. So that's cool too.
Yeah, well, he should have been here instead, right?
We don't want him here.
Oh, dude, cool. I could text him right now and say, "Hey, get on," and he would like jizz his pants to get on back on the podcast. The dude loves talking. It's weird.
Yeah, he just loves to talk. So, Shock, give us a little bit of a rundown here, man. How long you been on the sub? I see you've been a Redditor for 5 years. What's your story? How long have you been a Jags fan? How did you become a Jags fan? Give us a little bit of a rundown. Tell us about yourself for a bit.
All right. I'll give you all a quick rundown. I think I've been on the Jags subreddit for the 5 years that I've had this particular account, although I was on the Jaguars subreddit before that. And then I had to throw away that account because my wife found Reddit. Anyways, different story, different day. Jags fan since, whenever they came into existence. I've been at the stadium for a lot of the very important moments of this franchise, like the Morton Anderson miss, the Miami Dolphins when we smoked them in the playoffs. Been there for some of the low lights as well, but, like the Titans lost later that same season. Also, Scobie's 59-yard win against the Colts with the kick. And I don't know. I was a season ticket holder there for a hot minute between 08, 09, and 10. And those were some rotten years, but they were pretty good. We had a couple of good moments during all that. And here we are now. It's 2007. 2017, and then hopefully we can get this ship righted this year now that we got somebody who looks like a quarterback with Minshew.
Yeah, surviving through the Gene Smith and Gus Bradley eras has been a rough patch in all Jaguars' lives, so surviving through them, and hopefully there's some light at the end of the tunnel right now, and hopefully we're seeing it, so. Thanks, man. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Like I said, sorry, it took us so long here. But we'll kick this shit off here. So let's go ahead and just jump right in. First topic, I guess, no injury news or anything bad. So nothing big off the top of our heads here.
Jalen's back doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh yeah. Well, who knows about that? So kind of just touch on, I guess that, I hear that is like our second topic, really, but looking like he could play this week. I will probably, who knows? But I would like to see him back, but it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't play at all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the heart-to-heart with Khan, you know, like, was that one of those wink-wink, here's the check, we're going to put Tom Coughlin's head on the platter for you at the end of the season, don't...
You broke right, up. You broke up there, Shock.
My bad. I was just saying, you know, at the end of the season, is Khan pretty much guaranteeing Ramsey that he's going to get that money and that the front office is going to change, you know, and so he'll come back and play and it won't be any issue.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of the hope. We'll see. Like I said, having a one-on-one with Khan by himself, good sign. So we'll see kind of how that goes and how this evolves, but he's still questionable. He did practice. He was limited in practice. So we'll know on Sunday if it makes any difference. If not, we'll just continue our ride and continue Minshew Mania.
Yeah, as far as Ramsey goes, it's just, you know, all right, he's not playing, then let's just treat him like an injured player at this point. You know, it's whatever. Minshew is what's going to get us some wins because our defense is just not as good this year as it should have been. You know, it was billed to be.
Broke up again.
My bad. I was just saying that our defense isn't carrying us this year quite like it was supposed to. You know, instead we got Minshew in the offense that's right in the top 10 of the league.
Yeah, it is definitely something new. But you know, I'm cool with it. I'm glad to not have to rely on the defense every time. Every time they come out on the field, or like every time our offense goes out on the field, I don't have to say, well, we need to get the offense off so the defense can come on and get a pick six or keep or hold them to three or something, you know? But it kind of sucks that now you're like, is the defense actually going to do anything? Or do we have to score 50 points today?
Yeah, it's got, well, I'm just like looking at this right now. Like, our defense has generated 2 total turnovers. We are tied with the Miami Dolphins for the worst turnovers, the worst takeaways in the NFL right now. It's scary just because we've depended upon our defense so much. And it's looking like we've literally just flip-flopped. Offense is slowly coming together. Defense is just falling apart. Some of that could be Ramsey, you know, a lot of it could be Ramsey, but still, those first 2 games even, or first 3 games he was here, we had a total 1 turnover. So it's just a defense overall. It's a struggle right now. And we're looking like we're about to go into start going into shootouts, and it sucks. If we even just, you know, had a mediocre defense right now, we could be 3-2 easily.
While we're talking about defense, why don't we just go ahead and talk about the Charlotte game last week against the Panthers. The run defense was absolutely fucking abysmal. I think everyone can agree with that because not even – yeah, like McCaffrey was destroying us, but there were also like no-name, like third-string guys running like 80-yarders, you know? Like
Reggie Bonifant.
I mean, like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but our run defense, our interior defensive line is fucking atrocious. I don't know what happened last week.
Yeah, watching that on TV and watching McCaffrey make that one run where he just cuts to the right and then it's a touchdown, and then watching the backup come in and do the same play and have the similar success, is like, oh God, guys, what's wrong with this? And then watching those Quincy Williams lowlights on Twitter was just, it hurt my soul.
Yeah, I mean, the Quincy, I understand a little bit, you know, being a rookie and thrown into the fire. But he is still technically one player. But no, it's he's definitely hitting some rookie struggles here. I don't really think we're missing Telvin that much just after last year's performance. But let me see if I'm trying to find something that it's seen that the Panthers ran the same play over and over again multiple times just because they knew that our defense couldn't stop it. I'm seeing if I can track that down right now.
Yeah, I saw it in a tweet somewhere, I believe.
So we're missing Telvin, in my opinion. I mean, even just being a veteran, even if he isn't as fast as he once was, a la Pause, you know, it's just having that leadership out there, you know, instead of the rookie. I mean, bring me Telvin. Come back, Telvin. You hear?
We were at the game. Me, Kramatos, Loxman, and Churro all sat together at the game. And, like, pretty much for, like, half the game, Loxman was talking to me about our interior D-line and how, like, we moved Calais inside for a lot of the snaps that we put Josh Allen on the outside with Yannick. So our inside will consist of Calais and Marcel Darius. And I remember we all thought, like, yeah, that's the fucking ticket. Move Calais inside and then keep Josh Allen on the outside, and that's going to be the ticket to our defense. Well, like, Marcel and Calais got absolutely destroyed last week by the Panthers' interior offensive line, so... I don't know if that's the ticket or not, but, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Marcel, but I feel like, 2017 and 2018, you could see how effective he was when he was in the game, how effective he was against the run. He was a true run stopping nose tackle. And I don't know what happened against Carolina, but there was no run stopping going on. There were just holes for days. And once they got past Calais and Marcel or whoever else was lined up on the inside, our linebackers should be fast enough to keep up, but holy shit, were they not? They were not making the tackles.
Yeah, that's another guy we're missing on our defensive line, Malik. I mean, we instead of having him, we've got Taven, you know, and as much as I like Taven's burst, he's no Malik the Freak.
Yeah, and part of it is you know, when we brought Calais over, we brought him to be an end. And he's been an end his entire career here at Jacksonville. Now what we're doing is asking him to kick back inside because we have Josh Allen and Jan trying to get snaps on the field. So I understand it, but it's, you know, he's struggling at the interior. You know, he had that big game versus Tennessee, which was awesome, but I don't know. I like him better on the outside. The problem is you're looking at the outside. What are we going to do? You want to get Josh Allen and Jan on the field at the same time still too. So, they're just trying to get the best players, and it hurts. It hurts right now. D-line's got talent. It's just, it's not clicking. So, what else? I mean, anything else on the defense that I could really think of? You know, I don't think, now that I'm looking at the game score, shit, hold on a second. Cut this out. Looking for, fuck, here we go.
I'm definitely not cutting that out.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, Kyle Allen didn't have a big game. So he had 181 yards and one touchdown. So
he didn't have to throw the ball.
He didn't have to throw the ball.
But he looked like a Jaguars quarterback of years past, where all he could hit was a sling. That was the only kind of pass that I saw him making during that entire game.
I mean, well, he didn't have to. He didn't. I just hand it off. That's all he had to do.
The other thing I remember from that game is Trey Herndon wasn't picked on like he was against the Broncos. You know, they went after Boye, and there were a few catches against Boye in that game.
Yeah, overall, I mean, the secondary wasn't bad. I mean, naturally, outside of tackling. And what else are we looking at here? Well, just, I mean, we can look into the offense now. I'm talking about the defense right now is actually pissing me off.
Yeah, let's talk about offense. Kick us off, dude.
Kick us off.
So, offense, looking good. I think we had over 500 yards of offense without garbage time. So-called garbage time, which was something I can't remember the last time we actually done that legitimate, had 500 yards of offense. Minshew's looking rock solid. I'm actually pulling up here, make sure I'm not talking out of my ass about that. Because I probably can.
Go ahead, Shock. What do you got?
I was just saying, you're right. I mean, it was like 1,000 yards of offense in that game. And you watch Minshew out there chucking them bombs. I mean, haven't seen that in a long time. So it's just great to see that we're out there and we've got, you know, what, number 6 in passing offense or something like that. I don't remember seeing that in a Jags uniform in so long. It's great to see it.
Yeah, we had 507 total yards of offense. Which, again, when's the last time we've actually done that?
Right.
Keep in mind, we did have 3 turnovers, which really sucked. And part of that was Minshew.
All fumbles. Those were all fumbles,
yeah,
right?
Didn't have a perfect game. No interceptions, which I'll take it. But we're also looking at Fournette, another 100-yard game. DJ Chark is developing very, very close to being a number one wide receiver right now. 8 receptions, 164 yards, 2 TDs. Hell of a game. He made some catches that are just holy shit. That end zone catch that he made that wasn't ruled a touchdown, but
right,
he's making plays.
Well, Chark is definitely, like, undoubtedly our number one wide receiver and probably the best looking number one wide receiver we've had since Allen Robinson in 2016, Allen Robinson, maybe. So, I mean, he looks really good. And I'm pretty sure he's like top 5 in receiving this year. You guys can correct me, but what do you got, Shock?
I think he's number one in the AFC receiving, or maybe that's I'm thinking about Leonard Fournette being number one in rushing.
Both of them. Both are in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, so you got that guy out there, Chark. He looks like Julio Jones making some of those circus catches. It's like, holy fuck. It's like, when was the last time you seen a circus catch? You've seen some circus, like, tips and interceptions and things in the passing game, but to watch a guy like that and he goes after a ball that's, you know, out of bounds even. I can't remember which game it was in, but he made a circus catch that was out of bounds. It's like, holy shit, he's putting 100% effort into each pass that's coming towards him. It's like, this is what we've been missing. I mean, whatever McCardell's putting in his cereal, he needs to keep doing it.
Yeah, agreed. Like I said, he's 5 touchdowns. He's 2nd in the NFL in touchdowns, 1st in the AFC in yards, 5th overall. Looking good. That was a big question mark coming into the season for the team, was our wide receiving core. Chark's looking like he's ready to take over number one there. And I'm liking it. So, I feel like our other Conley's played well. I feel like him and Didi are good 2-3 wide receivers. I'm liking the offense. Can't believe we actually forgot about it. We did have an injury. Now that I'm thinking about it, Oshag is out for the year with an ACL. So that is a big blow. At least I honestly think it is. He's made some good plays this year. I feel like he was actually a decent safety valve for Minshew as a tight end. So
I think
it hurt a little bit.
I think he proved himself as our number one tight end. Everyone assumed, I think, that Jeff Swaim was going to beat him out for that, since he was our, you know, as slow as we were in free agency, outside of Nick Foles, Jeff Swaim was like our big fucking free agent signing. So, but I think Oshag has proved his worth. And I remember at the game, we saw him go down on the field, but we were so high up. I looked on the big screen and I saw him grab his knee, and I was like, yeah, that's it, dude. He's gone for the year.
Yeah, watching on TV, he made a cut and fell to the ground untouched. He just knew it was the ACL. And yeah, you're right. It's like that Oshag, he was not like Travis Kelce out there or anything like that. But he and Minshew, man, they had a little bit of magic going between each other. And it's, you could tell in that game that the passing attack wasn't as strong once O'Shaughnessy was out of the game. And we had to rely pretty much all on the wide receivers. So I'm real excited to see, you know, if Koyak's going to come in and, you know, catch us some more touchdown passes.
Yeah, can't forget that we re-signed Jaguars legend Ben Koyak.
Well, he didn't come off the tractor, but he probably was pretty close.
The only touchdown scored in the Bills game, so stud. Yeah, and hopefully, Josh Oliver, they're playing it extremely cautious with his hamstring. So maybe they just keep playing, you know, I guess, like I said, playing cautious. Maybe we'll see him after the bye. So maybe in about a month, maybe we'll get him back, and hopefully it'll be another pass catcher for us.
Who was that tight end, Divine, that they're using as a four?
Yeah, he was the one that had, well, that was like the fumble handoff to him, which I don't really understand. Let me double check.
His name's Devolve?
Seth Devolve?
Yep.
Was it, I mean, I wonder if that play call was actually like the halfback or fullback dive, or if that was meant for Fournette, and he was just, since he's a tight end playing as fullback, he just happened to be in the wrong place at the right time.
Yeah, that's what I see when I watched it live. I thought it was just like a fake handoff to him, and it actually might have got stuck on him or something. I don't know. I'm going to go back and look at it.
It was a weird play. It was yeah. Odd, and it is hard to tell if it were designed fullback dive, or if Minshew just forgot that there was a fullback. You know, a fullback leading the block for Fournette, because like after the fumble, you could see. I remember on the big screen in the stadium, they zoom in on Fournette's face, and he looks like he's just so fucking confused. So I'm like, that kind of led me to believe a little bit that may not have been a designed fullback dive. They may have been using DeValve as a lead block for Fournette. Right. And the ball just got stuck. Maybe Minshew went to hand it off too early or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bohannon.
Bohannon actually just got drafted in the XFL. Let me think. It was just not too long ago, as funny as it sounds.
Oh, good for him. I mean, With Leonard Fournette, we do way better running the ball when he has a lead blocker out there, regardless of the situation. I mean, the offensive line hasn't been blocking that well, but he just does better when he has somebody to follow behind him and eat up a tackler, you know, and gives him an opportunity to get out and away from those guys and make that contact. But then, what was he, got over 250 yards after contact with all of his rushing?
Right. Yeah. He's leading the NFL in yards after contact. I'm trying to remember, like 363 yards. I'm just spitballing here. And the next closest isn't even over 250. So, and that's just that's also off of our offensive line, which has seen its struggles in the running game.
Those numbers may also be a little skewed by the long runs that Fournette has had, like the 81-yarder and stuff, because, I mean, he definitely got hit at the line on those runs. And you know, so those numbers may be a little skewed, but we all know that Fournette's going to get hit because they're going to run him up the gut like 90 times a game. And so he's going to get hit. So all those yards stack up. But fortunately for us, other than that one game where he was negative yards for 3.5 quarters, he's played pretty well this year, other than that one game. Which I'm glad he broke out that long one, but I'm glad to see him, you know, fighting through those arm tackles and actually getting some positive yardage.
Hey, I don't know how it sounded in Charlotte, but there was that block that Fournette laid on a long pass, and man, you could feel it through the TV here in Jacksonville. It was like pop.
Yeah, I remember seeing it. I just can't remember. There was a video on the sub, and I just can't find it. But yeah, no, it was a good cut block, and that's why I think that they have him in so much, is because of his blocking abilities.
But he's a lot bigger than Rock, so like, he's a beefier guy than Rock is. So he can eat those blocks. He can lay some of those blocks. Plus, Rock is a rookie. So Leonard, we were talking about this just the other night. Leonard has improved so much as a pass blocker. That it's worth having him in, even in some passing downs. And because he's so good at pass blocking now, if you bring him in on passing plays, the defense may still think we're, you know, running the ball up the gut, you know. So I think it adds a little bit of variety. Although I would like to see Rock in the game some more, get some more carries and some more receptions. I think Fournette in maybe more beneficial than, you know, having Rock in, especially for the pass game.
Yeah, and to your point, their Minshew's passer rating whenever they're off the play action is like damn near perfect. And I mean, that just helps that offense just keep on churning.
And you cut out again.
I was talking about Minshew and his passer rating on play action pass and how he's damn near perfect. I mean, it's part of Fournette being able to run the ball and Minshew's ability to make accurate passes.
Right, being able to sell that run that most teams expect when Fournette's on the field. I agree with you.
Right.
Well, let's. We already talked about Ramsey a little bit before we got into the Charlotte game. So why don't we do a little preview of the game coming up this Sunday in just a couple of days? Saints at home. This is some kind of a homecoming game or an alumni game, or is that next week?
Well, next week's at Cincinnati. So
okay, then I
didn't know that anything was going on this week.
Yeah, we get a bunch of old players that we forgot who they were show up and get applause.
Well, there's something new. So what are we? What's your guys' thoughts on the actual game itself? Saints are 4-1, 3-0 actually since Teddy has taken over. I am not. I'll just say I don't. Kamara is questionable right now. More than likely, he's gonna play. But him not playing would be huge. So it's that'll be a big, big, big key to look on right now.
Go ahead, Shock. Lead the way. What do you think?
What do you think?
Well, you know, we got Saints coming in, and they're on a 3-game win streak. And I'm a big fan of, you know, statistics. So they're due for a loss. I know that's not really breaking down the X's and O's, but that's just one of the things I feel. But Teddy Bridgewater, he's been kind of a game manager, and they've been winning on the run game and their defense. So I think, especially if Kamara, even if he plays, he's going to be hobbled a little bit unless they really inject a bunch of
cortisone or whatever it is they put in ankles. But anyways, but I think it'll be a close game. I think we'll probably win a shootout. I mean, because that's the way our team plays these days. We're not a defensive hold them to 14 and we score 17 and win. I think it's going to be probably high 20s for both teams, or maybe like 31-24 Jaguar, something like that.
Looking at the stats, just for my reference, Teddy actually did have 4 touchdowns last week, but it was against Tampa Bay, so we'll see how it does. I mean, he had nothing against Dallas. I actually, last time our defense just got absolutely punked, they came back the next week and just shut it down. When they got punked by KC, they came back, shut it down versus Houston. Keep in mind, we did have Ramsey there, but I am expecting a 28-13 type victory for us. I actually think our defense is coming in with a big chip on their shoulder. At least I hope so, because everybody has been slamming the shit out of them the past week. 28-13. That's my guess there.
If Ramsey plays and he's healthy and he's 100. Ready to go, and he's on Mike Thomas, then I believe we might be okay. Maybe even Boye and Thomas, because Thomas isn't a super speedy guy, so I mean, he's slow enough that Boye can keep up, and maybe either one of those guys. But obviously, I'd rather see Ramsey there. But man, they've got some weapons on offense and defense with Kamara. Who's a little banged up, and I don't wish injury on anyone, but I hope he stays banged up through Sunday. But yeah, I mean, they've got Kamara and they've got Thomas. Teddy played well last week. And then on defense, they've got who's that corner that they've got? Is it Lattimore?
Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've got playmakers. So it's going to be a tough game. I hope we contain the run. I think if we contain the run much better than we did last week, think about how much we sucked against the run last week and then how close of a game that was. So if we contain their offense even just a little bit better than we did against Carolina, we're going to win the game. I think it's going to be a little closer. I think it may be a shootout too, maybe a 3-point game or a touchdown game. I think we'll win it. I hope we do.
Yeah, I'm hoping home field advantage gives us a little bit of a cushion there. So hopefully.
You had Doug Marrone out there earlier this week begging the defense to get us some turnovers, or at least just be even in turnover margin. You know, so if we don't spot like the Panthers 14 points, you know, we win that game. Of course, we got lucky with their guy missing some kicks, which kept us in it a little bit longer. But, you know, our defense, like y'all were saying, they got schooled and then they came back and were better. You know, so it's the odd even Jags all over again. But I think they definitely come back and are playing a lot better defense. And if we make the Saints one-dimensional, make Teddy Bridgewater beat you instead of their run game, then, yeah, definitely. We're going to rush and cover and then get a dub.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's what we need it. I'd like to go back to 3-3. I mean, the division, everything's within one game. So, I mean, we are still in it. And then we have at the Bengals next week, which is huge. And then the Jets. So schedule gets a little bit easier. If we win the Sunday, so we're recording this on Friday. So if we win on Sunday, we are looking at significantly easier schedule.
Right,
and we're still in it. So losing tomorrow, I mean, losing such shit, losing Sunday, was a, is going to hurt. So, we'll see. Anything else? You guys got anything else?
I don't have anything on the Saints game. I don't think, it should be a good game though. I get to watch from my office this week. And I heard that NFL streams got shut down. So if they're not up and running this week, one of you guys shoot me over a sweet link to a stream.
Dude, yeah, it's what I did for the Thursday night game. I literally just went to, I just typed into Google NFL streams, and Buff Streams was like the second link you could click on. So good old Buff Streams is still just chugging along.
Yeah, I think you can go to NFLbite.com or something like that.
Yeah, NFLbites.com is what they were, what the NFL subreddit or the NFL stream subreddit was showing. So yeah, I'm just going to just Google NFL streams the same way I used to.
I do the same thing with grandma streams for the college
football. Yeah, that's what I did for college basketball too. So I feel you, man.
Well, everyone knows we were in Carolina this past week on the Bolt City Brigade trip. It was a lot of fun. I did not go to the night before party as I was at the amusement park having fun there. But Crom and Lox were at the night before party. So, I think they did a little bit of elbow rubbing with some of the guys they saw there. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so Brent Martinet was there. Ted Dickman was there. I was just over there. I was like, I actually just walked up to kind of both of them just to bullshit. I was like, hey, you know, I run the Jags Reddit. We like to have you guys stop by, you know, just to interact with the sub, just because we don't see anybody from, you know, Jags organization. We see DeRocco every once in a while, which, you know, D-Rock's cool. So that's, I mean, it's the only...
Oh, I gotta interject you. Y'all are saying D-Rock, you know, he's cool. That's like throwing shade on that dude.
Dude, do you not like D-Rock?
I love D-Rock.
I like DeRocco, but it just sounded like y'all were dissing him a little bit. Put a little respect in that.
Nah, dude, D-Rock's interacted with us. What, he's done a couple AMAs, so we love him there. Yeah, so I was, just bullshitting with Dickman and Brent Martineau, and I'm going to try and get those guys to come by to the sub for an AMA. I think I'm going to aim for bye week. That way we can have something to do for the bye week. Martineau said he would. Ted said maybe. I'm actually, as funny as it sounds, next week in Cincinnati, I'm supposed to be going out to dinner with hopefully him and a couple of the other Jags guys out in some Cincinnati chili places here. And we'll see what I can do. If I have to do it that night, you know, read the questions off to him, we can do it that route. But we'll see. I'll keep you guys up to date on that. We'll get D-Rock back as well.
Just don't get shit-faced and embarrass us all.
Oh, I mean, that's going to happen regardless. Well, I will get shit for
you.
I couldn't hear you there. What'd you say?
You're going to crack open a steel reserve with Martineau?
I will absolutely not drink a steel reserve.
Oh, dude, we didn't have any this past week. Lux promised me that... I guess he said your rule was for us to smash a steel reserve.
Yeah, 40 of steel reserve. I will not do that, but I will. I did actually make you some Cincinnati Skyline chili. I cooked for you, your wife, and Lauman and me. So how'd you like that Cincinnati chili?
That was sick, dude. I want some more.
That's good shit. I don't want to. That's just boring talk there. Anything else? Anything else from you, Shock? Anything you want to lay down the law on?
Not specific. No, nothing specific.
Hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for taking an hour out of your Friday night to bullshit with us. We're, you know, not the coolest guys. We actually are the coolest guys.
It's true.
Around, so we do appreciate it, and we'll try and have you back once we make a cycle through all the players here. or players, Jesus, once we make a cycle through all the people that are kind of interested as far as the sub goes. So thanks for stopping by, brother.
Hell yeah. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with y'all, and it's a cool thing that y'all do. Pulling from the subreddit to speak to some of the other fans. And, you know, I'm getting out of hanging out with my in-laws, so I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, use this as an excuse to not hang with the in-laws. Perfect.
Yeah.
So if anybody else needs an excuse to not hang with your in-laws, yeah, shoot us a PM.
Right.
Hey, so are y'all both going to be going to the game this Sunday?
No, neither of us are actually going to be there. We live so far from we both live pretty far from Jacksonville, so.
Sad dude. All right, yeah, I'm gonna smashing those steel reserves by myself.
Hey man, you down a steel reserve in our honor.
All right, I'll make sure to post it on the subreddit for you.
Sounds good, brother. All right, and go Jacksonville Jaguars.
Duval.